Welcome to a special edition of MSCCU Radio, y'all. We are live from Cedar Point for the first ever group podcast. I'm your host, Brian, as always. I'm joined by, well, some interesting folks. First, joining us from Peak, Ohio, it is Seeds. How are things?
Peak, Ohio at all times over here, Brian. Peak, Ohio at all times.
That is excellent. Seeds is, in fact, wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt
today. This is, in fact, 100% true.
Yeah. He will shake it off from the haters.
Haters gonna hate.
Also joining us from Notre Dame fame, not from Fortress Sax Attack, but here in person, it is Sax Attack. How are things?
Fire Kelly.
With or without his lesbian golf visor.
The visor, the Provincetown offense, and the Qualudes. Fire them all.
Ah, fair enough. And making his podcast debut, he is a podcasting virgin for us.
And he's going to bleed.
No, we need to use No, leave the microphone alone!
It is Pale Dragon. How are things?
Thank you. Welcome to Ohio, y'all. It's great to be here.
Wow, you went a little southern with that, y'all.
Win in Rome.
Yeah, fair enough. And also making his debut for us, the UGA fan, which, you know, could be worse. is Dog from Canton. How are things?
Pretty good so far.
Excellent. And finally, all the way from New York, our resident Texan, it is Bevo. How are things?
Very well, thank you very much.
Excellent. And also we have Spectre up in the galley. He is videotaping us, maybe for the occasional funny Florida moment.
Yeah. It refuses to be recorded, but so we will repeat anything funny that he says.
Yeah. We may not be talking much. Do it because I care. Alright, so jumping in, because it is a special Cedar Point edition, we have some Cedar Point themed talking points. And first it is, what NCAA coaches represent Cedar Point roller coasters?
I have a solid moment. It's definitely Jim Tressel. Peaked very early, you know, the first hill. Jim Tressel peaked very early and was mediocre most of the way through. Definitely Jim Tressel is Millennium Force.
But is that fair? Because Millennium Force is a pretty fucking awesome roller coaster.
And we beat Michigan 9 out of 10 years under Jim Tressel, which was pretty fucking awesome. But we only peaked one time.
Yeah, you blew your load early.
High standards.
The story of my sex life.
Yeah, we heard that comment a couple times on the roller coasters.
Well.
And not just by Seeds, by other people. I did like, I forget who it was that said, Mark Rick is... Was it
Magnum?
Yeah.
That was courtesy of Spectre?
Yeah. That, it's an old roller coaster. It's been around a while.
Just kind of there at this point.
Yeah. And
not really all that exciting, but
yeah, it's
it
a
gets
long,
the job done.
It's long. You're there for a while.
kind of rough at times.
There's not enough running on it. You more sail through the air while you're on the coaster. That's pretty fair.
Stay on the track, Bobo!
Yeah.
Kind of terrifying at times.
The best one I can think of is Gemini is Ole Miss and Klanga.
Yes!
Because one's a little ahead of the other, and then one's a little bit behind, and they come in, and at the end of the day, they're pretty much in the exact same place, and no one on Earth is going to confuse them for the best roller coaster in the park.
That is... Yeah, and it's a wooden roller coaster, so it's nice, you know, it was relevant back in the old times, you know, the 60s, the 70s.
It also burns well, allegedly.
Oh. Wait, we're not talking about Florida State yet. Yeah, and it's kind of one of those, some people care, some people like them a lot.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I do have to think, the drag, what's the name of the drag? Top Thrill Dragster. That is definitely Oregon. Quick, over fast. Maybe slightly disappointing at the end.
And by it being a giant wang sticking up into your sky, it demands that you pay attention to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And yet ends way too soon.
Yeah, pretty much. Another roller coaster that we heard at the end of it, just like my sex life, nice and short. 17.4 seconds or something like that.
So Rick Pitino is mighty damn jealous.
Yeah.
Top-heel dragster is Rick Pitino.
Also that too. Like many high schools, top-heel dragster, 420 feet high.
That one's for you, Barbs.
Of course, many high schoolers would think their dick is that big.
Now, Maverick. He leaves you standing around doing nothing for a while and in some cases puking with disgust. Well, Maverick is obviously Brady fucking Hoke.
And Michigan.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice here in the frontier town. You know, you got the reenactors and you got the rides. And there's the one with the water and you can get kind of wet. It kind of dries you up in the whole day. It's pretty good sights, you know.
Well, thank you, Brady Hoke in Michigan. Wait, maybe we should jangle some keys.
I show on the Sirius XM radio. I don't know, you know, why they call it Sirius, you know. I'm good for a joke here and then, you know, it's all right.
We're not even that drunk, folks.
I hope it was.
Speak for yourself, man. Yeah.
I do have to say, Mean Streak, Florida State.
Why?
Old, really successful, real rickety, cause you some personal injury. We don't know. And everyone's always quick to claim that it's a great coaster. And maybe sometimes it lives up to the hype.
Maybe.
Or it's just not back yet.
No, you know, I kind of think that's Notre Dame because it's like,
ooh.
It's been there a long time, but like
it used to be. It used to be great back in the day, but now you look at it and it's just
you start that like that shit's gonna collapse. That is gonna fall the fuck down.
That's a good point.
We were watching it. It's all rickety and moving back and forth, ready to fall over. And that is the Brian Kelly era in a nutshell.
Yeah, you trust that the people in charge, aka Brian Kelly, are, you know, paying attention to the details, but you don't really know for sure.
You can see some new wood on it, but.
Just the tip.
Just some.
Just
of
the tip.
And not after
and
2 a.m.
In good Catholic fashion.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the roller coaster Pope Francis would approve of.
And the terrifying thing is that we could, in theory, treat the wood to keep it safer, but as a Catholic roller coaster, we do not believe in using protection.
But the Pope would be okay with burning it down, probably, right?
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
If you had read the most recent encyclical,
we've got Baylor Art Briles. They're gatekeeper. They're new. They're flashy. Everyone has to pay attention to them, and then they're just kind of there at the end of the day. That was the last. It's the last thing you kind of pay attention to, like. Oh, we've done everything else. Maybe we should actually pay attention to this one.
Also,
and it's just kind of it's a forgotten afterthought by the time you're walking back to the park at the end of the night.
And you're waiting for a long time to see if you'll get on it, but it's like, was that really worth an hour and a half? No.
And a Baptist roller coaster would be right next to the water, come to think of it.
Well,
that escalated quickly.
I like how we've switched from NCAA coaches as roller coasters to NCAA programs as roller coasters.
Yeah. You know, we make it up as we go.
It's mostly for LOL Baylor.
It's one in the same, really.
Yeah.
Now, the real question is, which one is Steve Spurrier?
Can Steve Spurrier be contained by any one coaster?
No, I'll tell you what Steve Spurrier is. What B1 I saw was people in their 60s driving their boat from their beach house to the restaurant to have dinner and then driving their boat back home.
That is peak Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say Steve Spurrier's Raptor. Give zero fucks about what anyone decides to do on the roller coaster.
Right. If you want to hop a fence, say that. If you want to hop a fence, that's you.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you die, that's not my fault.
You just hop the damn fence. I tell you what.
Now watch this putt.
No.
I wouldn't pay attention to these cameras. I had an 18-foot putt I needed to read.
Yeah. No, Iron Dragon, Bill Snyder.
Ooh.
Yeah. I never mind that one.
Yeah. Slow, not real flashy, nothing crazy, no loops, nothing.
But it gets the job done.
So who would be corkscrew?
Ooh, corkscrew.
I've got it. Gene Chizik.
Yes.
All the way up, all the way back down.
And it was real quick.
Oh, yes.
And in the end, it rips and Georgia fans had it right off.
Yeah. Doug from Canton lost his hat on the first hill, all of about 50 feet in the air. Just
at about 9:45 this morning.
Yep. If it's any consolation, next summer that hat will lead Auburn to a national title.
Whoever pick up that hat, probably have a good time with it.
They might not know what to do with it. They might try to eat it. You never know around here. Who would be the mine car one? I know we didn't ride it, but classic mine car roller coaster. Is it wrong?
I mean, none of us know who coaches South Dakota School of Mines, so that guy's out.
Yes.
Paul Johnson. Because Paul Johnson gives no fucks about anything.
He doesn't even care if his roller coaster is exciting.
Yeah.
This goes up. My roller coaster doesn't go up. Doesn't go in loops. I don't give a fuck.
Paul Johnson is the train going around.
Right.
Yeah. Paul Johnson is the train around the park.
I don't care that it goes up or down. I only care that, like, often it interrupts someone's process through the park. Like, they gotta stop and wait.
Can I take out some knees with this thing?
Yep. My job is done.
That's definitely.
Yeah, I think Paul Johnson would be the train. Which leads to figuring out who runs the mine. Who would run?
Some coach is usually in the dark about what the hell is actually going on.
Nick Saban runs the mine. The short guy, compensating, angry all the time, yelling at his workers.
Oh, he's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's off to work we go. Razor blades and grenades. Oh, sorry. No. Yeah, a different time. I think, is that all the roller coasters?
Is that all the main?
Oh, what the new one?
The Boogaroo?
Yeah.
Makes me physically ill. That's obviously Frank Beamer.
Hey! Virginia Tech is a damn good football program
for me to poop on.
Yes.
No, yes. Makes me physically ill. The answer is Frank Beamer. Yeah. Fuck Rougarou and fuck Frank Beamer.
Yeah,
Seed. It makes me vatoof.
Seed's tummy hurt this morning.
Seed. Yeah.
The thing on Frank Beamer's neck gave Jalen Marshall and Delonte.
No one ever said he was smart.
Dontre Wilson.
Look at his music.
He gave them the thing on his neck. Gave them weed. Yes.
Yeah. That's true. All right, so I think we covered all the roller coasters.
Yes.
At least all the ones that matter. So, some actual football.
Okay.
I think maybe the only actual football we'll talk about. most likely to make a bad firing decision.
I posit again that this is Iowa, because they're going to fire Kirk Ferentz and have no idea who to hire.
Or worse, they won't fire Kirk Ferentz.
I was between a rock and a hard place this year. Going into the season,
somebody really good is going to come open, and they won't fire Kirk Ferentz,
and they'll let him get by.
Yep. You see, I'm going to disagree with the esteemed representative from the state of Ohio. The team most likely to make the bad firing and hiring decision is going to be Klanga.
Ooh, that is a...
Because, as has been said numerous times by people we know, someone is getting paid $4 million to come in last in the SEC race.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be spectacular.
Now, we don't know who it's going to be, but...
But we know it's going to be one of the Mississippis.
Or possibly A&M if the bottom falls out.
Please be Burt.
It's not going to be Burt.
Now, the problem is that if Klanga finishes 6th or 5th in the SEC West, and they finish, more importantly, below Ole Miss, they might do a panic firing. And if they do that, if they chuck Dan Mullen over the side in the hopes that they will be able to reshuffle things and get ahead of Ole Miss, because it's the Andy and Ollie thing, definitely got to beat that guy, they're going to rapidly find out that Dan Mullen was actually... you know, the best they could really hope for. They are going to have an unpleasant date with reality for the next 3 or 4 years.
You know who they're going to hire? They're going to fire a coach with both NFL and SEC experience.
Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Oh, my.
See, I was thinking Brady Hoke needs a new job.
I mean, Lane Kiffin's right there.
No. Lane Kiffin's going to Miami when Al Golden gets fired.
Ooh. Actually,
I cannot imagine Layla Kiffin living in Starkville.
That's a very positive thing.
Al Golden getting fired is a legit possibility at the end of this season, and who in the fuck is Miami going to hire to bring that program back again?
Oh, they don't care.
No, the answer there is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh.
Because he's been doing surprisingly impressive work on ballers. So I think he can handle the Miami football coaching
job. You know, ADs have done stupider hot things.
Well, at least he wouldn't be wearing shirts
like hired Brady Hoke at the University of Michigan.
At least he won't be wandering the sidelines looking like he made his shirt out of a sail that he stole off of a tall ship down at Miami Harbor.
No, but I posit that Miami could fire Al Golden at the end of this year, and they will have absolutely no one in mind to replace.
I honestly think that's going to be a problem for a lot of folks, right? Because it's not necessarily getting rid of coaches because at the wrong time or for the wrong reason. I think
there's no one there to replace these coaches that are getting fired. You know, we usually hear about some coordinators who are coming up, but two of the big ones that are coming to my mind right now, defensive coordinator from Pat Narduzzi and Tom Herman have both gotten jobs at Pitt and Houston respectively. There's not that hot coordinator now who's in waiting to get a big name head coaching job.
And you see, too, now recently is coaches that have been fired that are proving to be better coordinators instead of coaches.
Right.
Well, and also, like, with Brian Kelly, like, when I wasn't necessarily on board with firing Weiss, but I thought Brian Kelly was definitely an upgrade, so I thought that was a good hire. But if you were to fire Brian Kelly, which, again, obviously we all want, but there is not the obvious choice to come into Notre Dame, like there was when Weiss was fired, obviously... Get Brian Kelly going undefeated at a school in Kentucky. Like, yeah, that's someone you want to grab.
Lou Holtz is available.
Lou Holtz.
What happens to
Tennessee? Well, you know, Reed.
What happens to who?
What happens to Tennessee if they don't win more than 8 games this year?
I have Tennessee as my sneaky, we're going to lose 3 of our first 5 games and completely fucking implode this year.
Why is everyone so high on Tennessee? Like, I understand Butch Jones is, like, a decent coach, but, like, Tennessee is SEC Michigan. Well, haven't we established that?
I believe people are high on Tennessee because they are last year they were a decent but very young team, and everybody comes back. And also, the good news is they absolutely demolished their opponent in the bowl game. The bad news is, who remembers who their opponent in that bowl game was?
Iowa.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I don't know that you could have sounded sadder when saying Iowa there. I was just like, Iowa.
No, Tennessee is SEC Michigan, you know, so they just need to hide their, well, you know, Kentucky.
I'm pretty sure that
like
was Sonny
Indiana.
Dykes.
Was,
you know.
Derek Dooley was
Derek Dooley was
Lane Kiffin was their guy who crashed the program, and Derek Dooley was the guy who was supposed to build it back. And
so Lane Kiffin was Rich Rodriguez, and Derek Dooley was Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
Well, Butch Jones, hope you bought your khakis at Walmart.
So Butch Jones is the Jim Harbaugh who's expected to save the program, but really the program is so fucked up that no coach can possibly salvage that.
No, this is coming saying? From an Ohio State fan, and when Michigan wins the next 10 games in a row,
the apocalypse has arrived.
No, that's only when Notre Dame admits that Michigan's a rival.
From my cold, dead hands, you will get that admission.
37-0.
I know sign language, so I can do it. Yeah, I don't know. It's because there's a lot, and we talked about it on the firing podcast. There's a lot of teams where it's like, you're probably not going to get fired this year, but you're going to basically light your seat on fire for next season.
Are there any Pac-12 coaches who are on the who could be on the hot seat going into this year?
Jim Mora Jr. if he craters.
Ooh,
That is an excellent answer.
That's really the only
Remember
one.
Remember when he was supposed to be the shit there?
Like, my point is that
obviously if you're a coach in the NFL, you've got to be a good football coach.
Of the 12 coaches, he's the only person who has enough tenure to have gotten the okay, show us something already, and also has expectations surrounding the job. I mean, like and Colorado's coach. Yeah, you've been here a while, but we don't really expect you to win. You're here to make sure we keep collecting that paycheck of sweet, sweet Pac-12 network revenue.
Yeah, I feel bad for Mike McIntyre because he did really well at San Jose State, and I think he's on the right track with Colorado, but he's got all these things against him.
Coach?
Kyle Whittingham.
Oh,
they're going to be fine because they're going to beat Michigan this year. I have a question.
That is true. True statement.
What's going to happen if Stanford craters this year? Say Stanford goes 4-8 this season.
David Shaw keeps his job because Stanford doesn't give a shit about
David
football.
David Shaw becomes the new 49ers.
David Shaw, as long as he wins 7 or 8 games, Stanford does not give a shit.
And one season,
it's only when Stanford goes undefeated that they feel the need to fire Walt Harris or whoever. As long as David Shaw is winning some games, they do not care.
The only way Shaw gets run out of Stanford is if he flirts with the NFL for a job somewhere else.
The only way David Shaw gets fired is if he decides to actually throw a pass on fourth down. opposed to punting
games. I don't think
here's how David Shaw gets fired. David Shaw does so badly that a Stanford alum's butler tells the Stanford alum how bad the team is. Yeah. The Stanford alum gets angry, looks up on the internet what the name of his coach is, and then sends a letter on personal stationery to the athletic director politely requesting that this man be fired.
Are you talking Stanford or Duke?
I'm pretty sure he's talking Notre Dame.
Six of one, half dozen of the other. One is railroad money, the other's tobacco money, and they're pretty much interchangeable.
In the place of Sax Attack tonight, guys, we have Across for you.
Mixed with ACS. But we lost his lesbian golf advisor,
sadly. He's not that clever.
That's true. Yeah.
Sorry. No, honestly, no one is as clever as that little midget.
Well, I can't throw shade on that.
I honestly just don't think there's that many coaches who get fired this year, surprising or not.
Yeah.
What? There's always going to be
12. It's just going to be murder.
There's always going to be at least 12, because that's just what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be a lot of
bottom dwellers.
Small ones.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of...
are going to fill those up. And
there's going to be small schools that get fired this year, and there's going to be a lot of coaches on the hot seat going into 2016.
Yeah, that's a fair way to put it.
2016 is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Coaches-wise.
Yeah, I can't think of any real flagship programs, like we said, with the possible exception of UCLA, where the coach is in legitimate jeopardy. Southern Cal is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Notre Dame...
Seven-win Sark!
Brian Kelly should be fine unless he absolutely falls flat on his face. Harbaugh is fine. Urban Meyer's bulletproof. Saban.
Yeah.
Strong.
Saban's all right. No, he's all right.
Unless Les Miles ends up at the bottom and goes to Shreveport?
No, I honestly, they can probably finish 0-12 and he wouldn't get fired this year, most likely. That's about where he's at right now. Especially with like his buyout and some other stuff. Like it's just not a thing. The chatter you hear from LSU, a certain subsection of LSU fans, is a lot louder than any chatter you would hear from the AD or the big boosters.
At very worst, this season for Les Miles would be the slow, ponderous part of the funeral dirge as you're walking to the cemetery, with the hope that 2016 would be the happy, peppy part that the band is playing as you're walking back from the cemetery to New Orleans.
Well, oh, yes. Jazz funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great if LSU did jazz funerals when they fired their coaches. And they actually had a jazz band, like, following the coach out of his office as he's carrying his lips for
her. Literally, all that I know about New Orleans is from Confederacy
the
Dusties
21 saxophone
of the James Bond
the 21 saxophone salute.
Yes.
I mean, I may know people that have participated in funerals when LSU has fired a head coach or a head coach has left.
Okay.
May also not have, but you know.
Neither confirm nor deny.
When was the last time that LSU actually fired a coach?
Jerry DiNardo, I think.
Yep. And then they hired Saban.
Okay.
Way back in 99,
2000. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I forget the exact
name. After he was in Ohio State, 2001.
Wait, no. Never mind. The black guy was coaching. something. Bobby Williams was coaching.
We have reached peak Notre Dame.
The one black guy.
We have reached
Michigan
peak Notre
State's one black coach that I can remember because it went Saban, then Bobby Williams, then the John L. Smith Experience.
Wow. We need to go full Ole Miss there, Zach.
No, that was full ND Nation.
Yeah.
The black.
Just trying to think. What's the name of the guy? Like, oh, he was the black guy. Oh shit.
Meanwhile, Notre Dame's the black guy happened between 2002 and 2004.
Brief 3-year period of somewhat significant pain.
Also, real talk,
and lots
though,
of golf.
The reason that I started drinking alcohol was Tyrone Willingham.
Show me on the doll where the Tyrone Willingham hurt you.
So I told myself that
here, right in my heart.
I told myself that I was not going to drink in college. And then 2012,
that worked out.
Fall 2003, Notre Dame versus Purdue. It was not on TV in DC, so I was listening on the radio on a line, and Notre Dame lost to Purdue. Brittany Quinn was a true freshman, and so I said to my roommate, teach me how to drink. Because I wanted to get over to that.
I'm imagining this like, teach me how to dance. Teach me how to drink. Teach me how to drink.
That's basically how it happened, yeah. So like one, vodka and what was the one bagged? Capri Sun.
God, I was hoping you were going.
That had me knocked out after Notre Dame Purdue 2003. So.
Vodka and Capri Sun.
Yeah.
So you never paused for a moment to even think if this was a good idea, a bad idea,
He had no frame of reference.
Notre Dame just lost to fucking Purdue, man.
So what'd you do when Ohio State lost to Purdue in 09?
You mean like we just saw on TV this afternoon? God, I just thank you so much for that, Brian.
2009 Ohio State Purdue, yeah, that I was a pro by that point, man. I had enough years of experience and degrees under my belt. And here at Cedar Point, Ohio, one of the most beautiful parts of this fine state of Ohio, we had to watch Purdue Harbor 2010 happen. We had to watch them in BTN today. Yes.
It was fantastic. You know.
To hear Alberto Tornado say, how did you lose to these chuckle fucks?
Chuckle fucks, very underrated word.
I do not know.
Excellent word.
I do not know how we lost to these chuckle fucks, except Terrell Pryor became his most Terrell Pryor during that game. And yes.
By that time,
I had really learned how to solve my troubles with alcohol. Yeah.
Hey, all you need is a bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
No. All right, so now for another fun segment. Okay. We've seen a lot of college shirts today at Cedar Point. Some of us are wearing those
shirts. Not as you would expect. Or hope.
We've not some interesting teams. I mean, we saw Ohio State, of course.
Obviously.
We saw Michigan.
Saw the guy with the Florida hat and the Miami t-shirt.
What?
Ooh. That's ballsy. That's ballsy.
Ooh, that is ballsy.
We have seen the Blue and Maize Worst State Ohio t-shirt.
Yeah, the Worst State Ever shirt.
Yeah.
Pure Uncut Michigan.
98%.
Yeah, but we'll get to the Peak Ohio later in the podcast, though.
I understood. But let's call it a count, though. Pure, uncut Michigan. Yeah.
We saw a lot of Sparty No.
There was
really?
A ton.
Oh, indeed.
I saw multiple Go Green, Go White hoodies walking around this park today.
Hoodies? For the record, note that it was 80 degrees. Feels like 90 degrees, according to AccuWeather.
Yeah.
I saw two pink-themed Indiana shirts.
And
Hey, we also saw a Noel fan here. There was a Noel fan here today.
Yep. There was a Clemson fan that was not me.
There
was a Longhorn and a Sooner.
At least three different times I saw the same Minnesota Golden Gopher fan in a Minnesota tank top.
Yeah.
I saw him like three different times today.
And it said Minnesota Golden Gopher was the full thing on the shirt.
Oh,
25th best fan we saw today.
The 25th best fan.
Well, he might be higher only because we saw Eastern Michigan.
We did see
what?
Eastern. What? I saw an Eastern Michigan fan this morning.
Yes, Eastern Michigan University Airport or Air Travel.
Yeah, better yet, in my case, it was a EMU aviation grad. So,
well,
is that a thing?
Is that an actual thing that exists?
EMU's got an aviation program.
We also saw...
is the giant penis in Ypsilanti like a landmark that they use when they're flying?
I assuredly yes. Because we had a lighthouse in Daytona that we use as a landmark there too.
Anything could be an aviation landmark if your barbs enough.
Yes.
Hi, barbs.
Goodison and I, while we were in line for Gatekeeper this afternoon, saw a group from Tire Shop.
Yeah.
Ooh,
a Tire Shop baseball shirt. Too.
Yes, ooh. several Tire Shop baseball shirts.
Which also isn't Tire Shop like even second rate in baseball to Arizona State like they are in football.
No, I think they both have some decent baseball.
We saw two Virginia.
I mean, Arizona State has.
Yeah, we saw
Barry Bonds and Jason Kipnis. So I don't know what Arizona has that can compare.
They've had some talent. I just it's not.
But not Barry Bonds or Jason Kipnis.
No, but I think they might have won a College World Series or two. So.
Boo, baseball. We saw multiple Virginia Tech fans while we were in line.
Yeah,
I
was getting the stink eye from my Clemson shirt that I was wearing from one of them. Because it was the 2011 ACC champion shirt where we kind of put a little whooping on the Virginia Tech Hokies.
We also saw Epic Meth Mouth while we were in line for.
No. That was true. Yes, we did.
We saw the dude missing the four front teeth on the upper jaw. The Peak Ohio segment
that,
was supposed
that,
to come
that,
later.
That is true. Rural Ohio. No, was 2011 the year that Clemson got wrecked by West Virginia, or?
It's all right. We redeemed ourselves by beating Ohio State in the Orange Bowl.
In our defense, Urban Meyer.
No defense in that game for you guys.
Urban Meyer cannot defeat the ACC.
God's conference.
Unless it's Florida State.
God's conference.
Yeah. Well, that was at Florida. That doesn't count.
Well, we saw Central Michigan.
Yeah,
yes. Several Central Michigan fans, in fact. We saw Grand Valley State.
Yeah.
We saw a Grand Valley State fan.
So, I saw a Kenyan guy.
Yeah. Those two are
was
probably
that the black guy?
No, it was a white guy.
No. There has never been
you're
a person.
Drunk, you missed the joke.
There's never been a person of color that has ever gone into Gambier, Ohio.
Wait.
Okay.
I saw someone wearing an Erie Puries shirt.
What?
Indiana University, Purdue University,
Indianapolis.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
They made the NCAA tournament a few years ago, right? In basketball?
Yep.
Yeah.
How about this? Now that we have talked about all the schools that we did see, what are schools that we did not see.
Also, speaking of schools, we saw that, just mentioning one, I saw one more that we saw a lot of this morning that we didn't mention. I saw a fuck ton of West Virginia fans.
Yeah, I
saw a ton of Mountaineers today.
And of course, the requisite Bama fan.
Yes. I did not see a Bama fan today.
That was on the dragster. Like, he was peak Bama. He had the, I think, it was from the Clanga game.
The Clanga game.
Yeah. Overweight. With the date on it. And
8-year-old son.
I think he had Bama Crokies on, too.
Yep. That he did.
Also, this is where I'm going to take one mention to mention the Chiefs fan that you saw that I later saw this afternoon. Who is wearing a Jamaal Charles jersey, Chiefs shorts, Chiefs embroidered socks, and a Chiefs hat. All on this, his same person.
Well, I would hope somebody didn't have two bodies.
Well, that, that's to prove that NFL AIDS is, in fact, a fatal disease. That being said, in fairness, we also did see a guy in a Browns hooded sweatshirt at 6 p.m. when it was still 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, which did see a lot of Kent State.
Sure. Kent Reed, Kent Ride, Kent State.
Yep. But yet, no A.K. Rowdy.
I did not see an A.K. Rowdy.
Sorry, Kenyon.
Despite LeBron James being here just 2 days ago.
We did see also multiple LeBron James jerseys today. And a Matthew
Dellavedova Deli!
We saw a
beautiful Australian bastard. Yes,
we saw a Matthew Dellavedova jersey while we were walking over to Maverick this morning.
Because obviously, white foreign guys are better with basketball. Yes,
yeah, it works.
Yeah.
There were not a lot of SEC teams outside of the Alabama fan, one Auburn fan.
Really,
I saw the Tennessee fan.
Yeah, the Tennessee fan and the Florida.
Yeah, the
fan.
As everyone knows, we do not travel north to play.
No.
Thanks,
Georgia.
Let me think. The ones that were noticeably absent in my case were no Illinois fans, no Northwestern fans.
Obviously.
And the Boston College fan did not grace us with his presence today. I think he ran out of vacation.
Wait, too busy fighting fucking lymphoma. John Farrell is a fucking saint. We're gonna fucking cock a lymphoma. We're gonna beat this.
Actually,
Sox are gonna win the World Series this year. Fuck Major League Baseball. Fuck lymphoma. We're gonna win this shit.
What about Roger
Goodell?
David Ortiz is gonna have one last great. He's gonna ride off into the fucking sunset. Go Sox! Tom Brady is fucking innocent.
That's very nice, Tommy from Quincy, but do you have any words about Commissioner Goodell?
Goodell, he's a fucking patsy!
Oh my god.
Back to college football.
Yeah. We did, obviously.
What the fuck is college football?
We did see a lot of Notre Dame fans.
They play basketball, right? Like the Celtics. Larry Bird is great.
Actually, you know what school I did not see any of today that I'm kind of surprised I didn't see? Penn State.
I saw one.
Yeah, I did see one.
In defense, we did see the leather shop.
We didn't go on any of the kiddie rides, that might explain why we didn't see Penn State stuff.
What?
Oh. I said we didn't go on any of the kiddie rides, which may explain why we didn't see Penn State stuff.
That's really funny.
Let's have a good round of applause for Sandusky, Ohio, for the welcome they gave to us.
Oh, God.
Yeah, anyone else here ever been in the same building with O.J. Simpson and Jerry Sandusky at the same time? Just me?
That would be the beer falling over.
Just the Catholic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he was the altar boy, so.
were you all sure?
I'm not going to turn the other cheek because I don't want to get it slapped.
What enough about you and Jerry Sandusky when you guys are hanging out?
Oh, wait, no, I shouldn't do that.
There's only ice there.
All right, okay. So...
Oh, that's one button.
In more fun Cedar Point moments, you know, we are in Ohio. And it is fair, we need to talk about our peak Ohio moments that we saw. Because they were some pretty special
things. And it started when Seeds actually got to Cedar Point.
How many Taylor Swift songs do we hear? At least three?
I heard at least four while we were in the
And those were only ones in his head.
I think my favorite peak Ohio moment that I saw today was I saw two people, a medium-sized guy and a very large woman, probably 4 hours apart, wearing the same tank top that said "Obama can't ban these guns."
And there were no guns to ban.
There were no guns.
She was a big old girl.
Is it wrong that I want to order that shirt for my 70-year-old father?
Yes.
It's slightly wrong.
But
Peak Ohio is what it is.
This is the Peak Ohio discussion.
He would wear that.
Wait, what was the security guy, dude? Security, hand me your drink. Hand over your drink.
It was security, hand over your booze.
Yeah, that's it.
Ooh.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Or the dude with the shorts that was the Ohio flag.
Oh, I didn't see
that. I saw him.
I missed that.
I'm jealous. I would wear Ohio flag shorts.
It's not peak Ohio, but it must not go unremarked.
Oh God.
The guy whose calves were the size of my forearms?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh God.
Oh, that's right. He looked like he was naked when he was standing there waiting for that.
No, it's not that it looked like he was naked. It looked like he wasn't wearing any pants.
We saw him later.
Oh yeah.
When he was standing by on that little bridge where you can get all wet.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was not wearing anything. He took his shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy's mind you, I am not a very large person, and this guy's calves were This guy's calves were the size of my forearms, and it was. Yeah.
Also, for the record,
Big Mary. I was watching him walk.
Of everyone who comments in the SBS, Pale Dragon and Albino Tornado did meet. We did compare. We acknowledge
and blinded everybody
that Pale Dragon is pale because, according to Albino Tornado, I golf. And you apparently do not go outside.
Yeah, that was the quote from A2.
So,
yeah.
And that's fair.
To say, my peak Ohio moment, originally pointed out by Seeds and then I saw her, was this lady wearing a Batman t-shirt that was like crop top, pretty high. Then she had some sort of jorts, like not full jorts, but just regular
short
jean
shorts.
Yeah, short, that were unbuttoned. And she was wearing, I think it was a bathing suit or something. It was kind of that you didn't want to look too closely, but it was some sort of Batman undergarment, bikini bottom,
no,
something or other.
Here we go. A woman wearing a white top, white shorts, and then she had a tattoo on her back. Not a tramp stamp, higher than that, but it was Scooby-Doo.
Right smack in the middle of her back.
Which I'm thinking, so you hear...
Now let us think of the number of times that tattoo has wanted to say... Ruh-roh!
Yeah.
Run!
That would only happen if she was getting...
So let me see... So, amusement park is not an understatement, regardless of whether you go on the ride.
Yeah, there were a lot of entertaining folk there.
Yeah.
So, Dog from Ken, what was your favorite peak Ohio moment today?
I don't know. It's not exclusive to Ohio, but there was a family. They were all very large people.
So they were your average Ohio family, is what you're saying.
There was...
Glory to carbs!
A man and a woman and their daughter, I guess... the woman and the daughter were wearing very large tie-dye shirts. I don't know if they bought them that day. But Cedar Point tie-dye shirts, and the man was wearing an also very large AC/DC concert shirt.
Right. Nice.
Do you have tour dates on it? Did you notice?
I did not. I don't know. They looked like they were having a hard time.
I did like a few folks decided to try to use the fast pass line without having a fast pass, and
especially in Top Thrill Dragster when we were waiting.
Like
for that.
They'd walk through the normal line, hop under the fence into the fast pass line, then you'd see them 2 minutes later walking back when they found out they actually check your fast pass a little closer up.
Oh, we should mention that we did get a We Hate Iowa out.
Oh,
yes. That should be mentioned.
Wait, that was on Gemini, right?
While we were on Gemini, there's a slow corner that you take as you're riding around one of the corners, and I leaned out and yelled out to Brian, "Hey Brian, who hates Iowa?" And all of us yelled out,
"We hate Iowa!"
Yep. We also Seeds and I on Gatekeeper, we got Glory to Corn, Fire Kelly, Fuck Clemson, Lesbian Golfizer. We basically just started screaming everything.
We had a lovely time on Gatekeeper to end the night.
And yes, Gemini, the only ride that Pale Dragon went on the whole thing.
You survived.
I survived.
Yeah. Hey, at least you weren't like somebody that puked on Maverick while we were in line waiting. The line wasn't moving. There were 4 or 5 cars stuck waiting to come into the station.
Well,
that's what we were told. A guest was sick on the ride.
And, I mean, since Maverick is the Brady Hoke of roller coasters.
What? Brady Hoke, obviously, the crew for Maverick were lining people up to send them back out onto the ride anyway.
What?
Be damned what happened on the ride.
Well, you know, I'm not fully aware of the guess Park like got sick on the ride, but you know, everyone here's having a good time. You know, we got people here and they want to know, hey, it's the Frontier Town. Did you see the people in the costumes? That's a good time. Hey, there's a train there. Did you go on the train or on the park? I like trains, yeah.
Oh my god.
Now you just need to do a hating
You're
ass Spurrier.
Yeah.
Especially for an Ohio State fan.
You are, what's the word?
What
tremendous.
Ohio State plus your name. Like, I have so much hatred of Michigan. You guys cannot possibly understand.
Yes, you can.
It's double
No! No, you can. I live on hate. But I like hate more than I like life.
You know what this sounds like, though? An Ohio State fan. No, an Ohio State fan that is also a Notre Dame fan.
Wait,
TD. So we have met Lara Quinn, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god.
Oh. Let's not say things we can't take back.
Guess we know we're going to find scenes drowned in the pond outside.
The question is, do you hate Michigan as much as Michigan fans?
The self-loathing.
Yes, no. Yeah.
Paige and Guiney Murr to the podcast.
No, I hate Michigan more than anything. Yeah, no, that's real.
He hates it more than he likes breathing.
Why would you like breathing in Ohio?
Well, here's the thing. I'm in Columbus, so I'm enough away from the fumes from the Cuyahoga, so we're all right.
Are you sure? I thought the EPA had extended that zone.
No. In Columbus, we're safe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, the worst thing close
we just get to breathe in the Axe body spray and go on with life.
Yeah, and we get the Budweiser brewery on the north side of Columbus that I actually could breathe from my childhood home. Yeah. We're alright, though. No fires there.
Uh-huh.
There's a Budweiser brewery in Columbus. This makes much more sense than I thought.
Well, hey, it gives them clean drinking water.
Well, we've got the soda. We've got the old and dingy. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Meanwhile, it's a good time to point out that what did Seeds buy at the grocery store yesterday? Budweiser.
God damn it, Seeds! Son of a bitch. Yeah. Here, at least, I brought, like, the 2 good Ohio beers.
Yeah, you
but,
did.
Now, let's be fair to PD. That comparison of him to Laura Quinn was way out of line, because there is no way on earth he would ever date someone as ugly as AJ fucking Hawk.
Thank you, Sex. Thank you.
Of course, that would require him to date someone.
Oh! Oh! Hating ass Spectre!
It's always the quiet one. It's always the quiet.
Oh my!
God. It's always the quiet one.
On that note.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was like last night playing Cards Against Humanity. Who ends up winning? Dog from Canton. Quiet the whole time, just boop 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 boop.
Quiet son of a bitch.
I win. Son of a bitch. Oh. All right. Well,
on that note,
yeah, I think we've covered just about everything tonight, and we'll probably talk a lot more about college football. We've talked a lot of college football today.
We watched a lot of college football today.
Yeah.
This is going to be incoherent to anyone who is listening to it sober, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We were well boozed for this.
This is pretty much incoherent for anybody that's drunk,
too. Yeah. Probably. But, all right. Well, for everyone from Cedar Point, I'm Brian. You've been listening
to
MSEC Radio. Have a great evening, folks.